Ash Wednesday, which we commemorated just 4 days ago, marks, of course, the beginning of Lent. It has always been a special time for me, the lead up to the commemoration of the death of Jesus and the celebration of the resurrection. The memories I have of my childhood, of choosing to give up something for Lent, be it lollies or ice cream or some other treat, whatever it was the giving up of something that was personally significant. And so the 6-week countdown to Easter Sunday began. Over the years, things haven't changed in most respects. I probably haven't always given up something, but Lent has always remained a special time and a special season. But what does Lent mean for me today? What should it mean for each of us? The fasting, the temptations, the tempting of Jesus that we have just heard about a few minutes ago in the Gospel of Luke do remain cornerstones for each of us today. Many of us still do give up something for Lent, and when we do, there is always the temptation of giving in. The decision to deny ourselves sometimes often exacerbates our desire for it, our need for it. So we are tempted, and that leads us to make a conscious effort to think about it and hopefully reject it until the season of Easter is upon us. But the season of Lent, of course, goes much deeper than that. Well, how does the story of the temptation of Jesus that we've just heard fit into all this? In a nutshell, the temptations were all about one thing: trying to get Jesus to live in a worldly way instead of a godly way. That's not so different from our own struggle. Nothing could be easier than to live our lives totally immersed in our everyday activities with only the occasional thought of what it all really means. The spiritual aspect of our lives does not often force itself upon us. So Lent is a time when we are asked to once again make space for what is at the heart of our lives. It's another opportunity for deepening our lives and deepening our faith. My prayer during the season of Lent is for all of us to be able to receive the gift that God is offering to us, the gift of a deeper, fuller life. Lent isn't a second chance to see if we can just keep up or keep our New Year's resolutions. It's not really about giving up this or that, no matter how hard this or that may be. There is indeed a place for self-sacrifice, but only if that self-sacrifice is done with an eye on receiving the gift of a deeper faith. Many of us need to do one very important thing in order to receive that gift from God. It's the need to let go of whatever else it is that may be threatening to take over our lives. And that's going to be very different for each of us. I think many of us have allowed uncontrolled and constant activity and distraction to effectively fill any empty space or time that we have. Some of us consciously try to fill up our lives with many things, be it too much work, too much entertainment, too much shopping, too much eating and drinking. I suspect each of us can compile our own list. But what I say is that our loving Lord wants each of us to pay attention to our desires, but not to our superficial desires. The Lord wants us to pay attention to our very deepest desires for love, for compassion to others, for forgiveness, for peace, even for silence. In other words, God wants to give us all the gifts we really need in order to live loving and God-filled and God-centered lives. That helps us to gain focus on the important or the things that are important to us, and to make each of us aware of our own need for God. It allows us to honour Jesus' fasting in the desert, but also to face our own temptations just like he did in the desert. By facing these temptations and overcoming them, we will grow stronger in faith. Lent is a time for cleansing. It may allow each of us to have a simpler, more Christ-focused living, even if only for a short period of time. It helps us to reflect on our own sometimes spiritual poverty, and that in turn allows us to recognize God's love of us and to strengthen our faith. The season of Lent provides us then with a time to focus on what is always true. It's a time for renewal, renewal of our commitment to God. Jesus used his fast to focus on his earthly mission. He didn't become weak from his fast, he became hungry, but he did not become weak. Rather, he gained spiritual strength for his journey to the cross and the ultimate success of his mission among us. So Lent then is that time of renewal. It can be the promise of a new start for each of us, not a time of sorrow, but a time of refreshment, of a new beginning. That's the message of Lent. As we embark this week upon our Lenten journey, let's embark upon these 40 days as Christ did. Let each of us make time each day to reflect upon our journey with God. Take time each day to praise God. Maybe even during this season, attend an extra Mass each week, if we can. It's about strengthening our faith and reflecting upon the coming death and resurrection. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.